Om Shanti, 30th September 2018. Today's blessing is, may you be an easy yogi who forks all your relationships with the One Father and thereby bids farewell to Maya. Now in conscious age, this is our new birth as a Brahman. As and when we become Brahman, Baba blesses his all children with a beautiful blessing that be holy, be yogi. But this blessing is only beneficial when it will be brought into action in our practical life. Now in the subject of yoga, Baba says two things, that Rajyoga is very easy to practice. At the same time, Baba is also saying that yoga is the most difficult subject in all the four subjects. Now it is so easy to practice because it can be practiced by anyone, at any place, at any time. But why it is so difficult? Because in the subject of yoga only, there are too many obstacles in the form of Maya. On one side, Baba also says that you have to be constant yogi, easy yogi. So, how we will become naturally constant and easy yogi? Because we are not practicing yoga just for the taking title of yoga, of yogi, or we are not practicing yoga just for the name, for the sake of name and fame, but we are living a yogi life. Our life is yogi. So in that case, we have to constantly practice the easy yogi life. But at the same time, there are too many obstacles by Maya that cannot allow to become us easy yogi. So there are certain things which we can include in our day-to-day effort that will help us to become an easy yogi. So there are certain things which can be included in our effort. First is, E means egoless. We have to become egoless because ego is the first enemy of a soul. An ego is a race. Someone has said that ego is a race. At the same time, Baba is also saying that yoga is also a race. But in that race of ego, winner is the loser. But in case of race of yoga, we are winners because Baba has blessed all the children that my all children are victorious. So in the race of yoga, we have to become winner. And so there are many types of ego. And one main is the body consciousness. And there are so many expansion of also, that is, body consciousness has also so many expansion. And one is the body consciousness in the gross form. And in that, many of us have been passed in the gross form of the body consciousness. But if there is any exception to the body, whether to your own body or to another's, that too is the body consciousness. And in this, many children have passed this gross form of the body consciousness. But in relation to the body, many children have special sanskars, a special intellect, special virtues, special talents, or special powers. The ego of those, that is the arrogance, these are the subtle arrogance of the body. Out of this, if any subtle type of arrogance is there in any soul, in the form of arrogance, it will not allow you naturally and constantly to become an easy yogi, subtle angel, or you cannot become incorporeal because subtle agents also do not have any body consciousness. So it is very important to become free from this ego, especially body consciousness. Second is A means Alaukik Dinacharya. A Sangam Yoga is the foundation for all the destiny of our 84 births. Like this, Amrut Vela is the foundation of our whole day Dinacharya. At the time of Amrut Vela, we can make a very good timetable for all the day. Because Baba is saying that you keep yourself so busy. Means mind and intellect should be so busy that Maya should not make any courage to come nearer to you. So Amrut Vela, at the time of Amrut Vela, you can set a very good Dinacharya. because Baba has given us all a very good alaukik dinacharya, because every action we have to transfer into alaukik action. So it will easily make us to effort for a easy yogi. Then Amrutvela only we can experience our good angelic form, because our complete form is an become our complete form is an angel, because we so during whole day we have to immerse this complete form of angel, so it will help us to become a easy yogi. Then S means Srimad. We have to follow the Srimad with each and every step accurately and honestly. If there is problem or if there is any obstacle in becoming easy yogi, it means we are offending any Srimad. Because Srimad is accurately followed, then only we can practice good yoga. Another S is self-control. Because self-control is a superpower of a soul. Self-control is specially for our sensory organs. So if we have a good self-control over the sense organs, we can become easy yogi. Then another S is we can practice self-respect. Baba has given so many self-respect to each and every children. And in daily Murli also, we can find many self-respect, whatever we will like. Then next is Y. There are two Y. Y means Yatra. We are on a spiritual journey. Spiritual journey, not alone. Because during Yatra, there are so many obstacles or sightseeing. But we have to ignore these obstacles and sightseeing. Only we can ignore these if there is Baba is in our mind or Baba is in our remembrance. So we are on a spiritual journey, not alone, but we are in company with God. God is our companion. So always keep God or Baba as a companion. And in His company, when we are with His company, Maya has no courage to come nearer to us. So we always remember that we are in spiritual journey. We are going back to our home. Because otherwise, obstacle. Mainly obstacle comes from why. So say goodbye to why. Different form of why. Why, when, where, view. These are the cue of whys. These are the main obstacles for a yogi to become a sahaj yogi. So we have to say goodbye to why. Instead of saying why or asking why, you have to sing a song of Vaha Vaha. Vaha Mera Baba. Vaha My Part. Why My Drama. So always sing a song of Vaha Vaha. Then comes O. O is very important, because Baba says always you remember 3-0. I am a soul 0, Baba is 0, and Drama is 0. So keep every time full stop. Make habit of keeping full stop after each and every matter. And another is important. Only one Baba. None other than Baba. Only Baba is there in my life. Because we are saying, when we are becoming Baba's children, we are promising with Baba that I will only see you, I will only hear you, I will only talk with you, I will only play with you, I will only eat with you, I will sleep with you, and I will meet only with you. So we have to remember whether we have kept this promise in our mind. Each and every time we are keeping this promise in our mind, we have to firmly stuck this promise. Then only we can experience all the happiness of all the relationships with Baba. Because for yogi, Baba is the only our world. Baba is the world of our each and every yogi children. So we have to experience all relationships with the Baba. And it will be possible only if we will have intense jigri love, jigri pyar, if we will have intense love with Baba. And if we will remember all the attainments which have given by Baba to us, as and when we have become Baba's children, there is so many attainments that we have got from the Baba. No one can give that attainment. Only Baba is giving us that much attainment. So always remember the attainments that we have achieved from the Baba. And also, we are not a yogi for a period of an hour or a month or a year or a so many years, but we are a yogi of each and every second, because our whole life is yogi. So we have to constantly and naturally become easy yogi. Then G is always remember that we are guest in this world. We have to go back. So, and another is Gyan, knowledge. Without Gyan, we cannot do a good Raja Yoga practice. Because in Raja Yoga, we are not becoming thoughtless. In Raja Yoga, we are creating a very powerful and energetic thoughts. And without Gyan or without knowledge, we cannot perform a good practice of Raja Yoga. Because if we want to become an easy yogi, knowledge is the first. That's why Bapa has kept the knowledge as a first subject. Because of knowledge. But knowledge is not up to the mind. It should be, knowledge should be there in our practical life. That's why Bapa is saying that you are master knowledgeful. We are master knowledgeful. That's why the knowledge should be in our practical life. Then I, last is I. I means drop I and mine. We have to see, during all the day, so many times we are speaking the word I and mine. And we cannot do without this, because all we are performing actions. So, but because whenever we remember I, or whenever we speak the word I, always remember our eternal, original form, that we are, I am a soul. And otherwise, mine, who is mine? Always remember, who am I, and who is mine? So these two things, who am I means I am an eternal powerful soul, I am a pure soul, and who is mine? Baba is mine. So these two words will help you to become an easy yogi. So these are the simple points that we can include in our day-to-day effort. So that will help us to become an easy yogi. Because Baba is saying, na, ki Baba is Master Sarva Shaktivan, Baba is almighty authority, but Maya is also an almighty. But we children are Master Almighty. So Maya should not have any courage to come nearer to us, because Maya is a paper tiger. We children are the Master Almighty. We have to, because of this title, we have to make so many miracles that Maya will salute us from far distance. Because our title are Master Sarvashaktivan. We are Almighty Authority. So we should not be afraid from Maya, but Maya should not have any courage to come near to us. So you have to keep yourself so much busy by mind and intellect that Maya should not come near to you. Acha, Om Shanti.